You're on Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hi, Fiona.
Hey, Jill. We're finally recording together instead of across a phone.
I know. We're being socially distanced.
Yes.
But, which is good, but at least we're together.
Yes, yes. And the microphone works so much better when we're together.
Yes, rather than over the phone.
So we were thinking today of chatting about what it is to be a healer. Would you like to put a different...
Well, let's also add the question to our listeners, are you a healer?
That's a great one.
And yes. How would you know if you were a healer? What would you look for?
So maybe what we could do is both share how we became aware of that.
Okay.
Do you want to start? You want me to start?
I want you to start.
Okay. I think for me, when I was small, growing up in the bush in South Africa, where we were so far out because my dad was a naturalist, we would go with him sometimes to catch dinner because there wasn't much refrigeration. It was something that we loved being with him, my sister and I, but we didn't like seeing him kill whatever it is he had to kill. He was an incredible marksman. He killed it with one shot. He was very humane with the way in which he killed. But I remember holding, it was mostly guinea fowl, but I can remember holding the bird and just feeling the life force or the energy. I didn't have words for it at that time. And just knowing, then suddenly it was gone. And I remember finding that the energy would change in my body when I had an injury or when my finger was cut off. I was aware that the energy was really changing in my finger where it had cut off and I was just tiny. Again, I didn't have words for any of this when I was small. When I grew older and we moved to Australia, I didn't want my parents to worry about me. And so when I put my hand through a window, one of those slat windows, they didn't notice the window was broken. I didn't want to have them worry, so I just held my hand and packed it with the way Daddy had shown us to fix cuts. And I just kept holding my hands together. And for one, they didn't see it, and for another, I could feel the energy changing. So that was when I was a child. And then when I grew up, and I came to work with people who were coming to me to ask me questions anyway, after I'd finished singing, I would just sit with them and become really aware of the energies, even before I really knew much about chakras or any of those kind of things. We all have this amazing healing ability. And so I went on to become aware of shamanic healing, which I was very successful with, and Qigong healing, helix healing, lots of other techniques that I used, including Reiki. But in the beginning, I didn't realize that what was happening. I was just there kind of dancing with the energies of the body. And it was much later that I started to think that I needed to be the healer, and that exhausted me and burnt me out. And then after that, I realized that all I had to do was just stand here. I didn't even have to work on the person at all. All I needed to do was just to smile and to myself, let the energy flow through, and just put an intent to heal that part of myself. And the person would work for the person as well. So it's amazing. We all have the ability to work with energies, and that's all it is as a healer. We don't really heal anything. We just channel this universal energy and allow it to flow into the person however it will. That is what a lot of techniques do, including Reiki. And we can do that anytime with ourselves. It's very, very simple. We can just hold our hands, rub our hands together, hold them apart, feel the energy, and then just direct our hands, feeling that lightness and that brightness and that wholeness. And that is the healing energy. So I think, you know, healing for me has been
how can I channel the energy of the universe so that people can connect with that energy that they have, which is the same? It's not coming from me. It's just reminding them where balance is within them.
So you're acting as a channel.
A channel for universal energy, and then they remember in them. So we, in fact, never heal. If we do heal like I used to, I was really burnt myself out completely doing the, and I'm sure it was the wrong kind of shamanic. It was taught to me by one particular shaman, but it involved me gathering huge amounts of energy and helping people to right things that were supposedly wrong within them. And that I just realized for them wasn't right. I was overriding their spiritual development. And also I was exhausting myself. Luckily I was young. How about you?
Well, to answer that, I think I have to say animals and nature brought me to it, because I was not aware. I was aware from a very early age that I could hear thoughts of people like they were conversations. I could see things before they happened. I could connect with people on the other side, which when I was young, I thought everybody could do that. You know, one does, you know. It wasn't until I was studying at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art in London and it started to freak people out that I realized, oh, this is not your everyday thing. So let's be careful about who we share this with. So I had that reserve about it, because I didn't quite know what it was. I think it began when the universe provided me with a wonderful weekend with this indigenous healer from Chiapas, whose name is Gurudev Singh Khalsa. And Gurudev, I arrived at this house up in Mulholland Drive,
California,
and there were a lot of, I would say maybe 20 people there. And when I realized that this was a class that Gurudev was giving on being a healer, I thought it was a weekend to learn how to meditate. And I thought, no, I think I'll just sit in the back and just listen. I've just signed up for the wrong weekend. And at one point, he pointed me to the in the back and pulled me forward to the center of the room and asked me to place my hands above someone, one of his colleagues that was lying on the floor. And all of a sudden, like the things that I can see in that psychic aspect, I could see through my hands, basically. And I saw the whole bloodstream of this person. I saw everything going on in his body. So he did this three more times, and then we met up a few times because he said, you know, he is a healer and so are you. But I never ever thought that I could bring that psychic energy into my hands. So when I do some shamanic, like the cord cutting ceremonies, I have to be really connected
in the flow of the universe.
Exactly. Thank you for that. In the flow of the universe. Otherwise, I know that I've taken it from my body,
which is depleting.
Totally depleting.
And actually dangerous. It was an Aboriginal elder that pointed that out to me back in the 80s. He said, when you do that, you kind of give free access to the person that you're taking into you. And he said, don't do that.
Good advice. Good advice. So, again, there are times when I have been doing a reading for someone, and then the reading stimulates the psychic channeling aspects, so then it gets wider for the person I'm reading. All of a sudden, this psychic thing comes in, and then sometimes a huge healing thing comes in where I have to place my hands on that person. But at that point, I know that I'm connected to the universe. It's come through in a gradual way, and I know I'm not going to be depleted from it. But boy, when that universal, connecting to the universal like that, is just the most wonderful feeling. It's a feeling of being safe and home.
Absolutely, and it heals us as we do it. I know when I do coaching sessions, I always involve a little balancing at the end of it. One of the things that I used to do, energy healing, I don't do that anymore. So one of the things I do at the end of a session is I work on my organ systems in my own body, and as I do that, there's a line to their balance too. So I discovered that I don't really ever need to work on anybody. I just take the same part of my body and balance it and bring the universal energy into that. Theirs balances out too.
What a wonderful clue.
And so when I was in New York doing a lot of sessions at a time, I would finish every session with that. And I would come back much more strong and balanced than when I had left and done those lots of sessions that I would do in New York when I went.
Yeah.
So it was a real surprise when I got that message. I wasn't well that one time I went over there. And I got the message, just work on yourself. And as I did that, I found people were finding that it balanced them at the same time. Because in the end, only we can, you can do it. It can be done falsely, in a sense, in that when I used to do the shamanic stuff, I used to do healing, I helped somebody who was having to film Curious Candida, and I got the strong feeling, if you don't do the spiritual work to bring consciousness to why it's here for you, then it will come back. And he said, no, I've got to do this filming in the desert. And I worked with him more shamanically, and he was cured. And I said, just be aware, I left the country after that, but he did get it all back in 6 months. Yeah. So because if I had worked like I did later with the universal energy and helped him to work to know how to access the universal energy, he would have been able to maintain that better. And sometimes it's not true. Sometimes a Qigong healer or a shamanic or any healer will work and it will stay. And often it doesn't. Often it just transposes to something else, but not always.
Isn't it wonderful that there are so many different ways it happens?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I mean, it can come to... So if I go back to the question, are you a healer? Mm-hmm. If I say that to the listeners who are out there. So how would we like to guide them toward... I think we all are.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely, we all are. But how then would we... Because there's so many different ways we can realize this, and it can be utilized through us.
I would say that if you want the easiest way, it's probably take a Reiki course. Because they show you how to bring the universal energy through. Yeah. And how to use your hands. I have never used my hands in a conventional way because I kind of came to Reiki late, and it just kind of tied in with everything else I'd been doing. It wasn't anything particularly new. But the wonderful thing I thought is that there's a kitty cat playing out there.
He's playing with his toy.
Yeah, he's so cute. is that with Reiki, and there's a lot of, on UDEMY, there are some Reiki courses. In fact, we might do one too. But there are Reiki courses that you can take and become certified at different levels. And the plus with that is that most of us don't believe we can do anything out of the ordinary unless we've been trained. And with Reiki, it has standards now, and it's recognized more so than just what I was doing, which was energy, you know, dreaming it, but didn't really have much of a name. So if you go into the one of the courses, either take it live or take it through Udemy or one of the other places, they will show you how to bring the universal energy and help to attune you to that energy so that you have the ability to bring the energy, and it shows you step by step how to do it. I think it's probably a good idea in the beginning to do something like that. And then after go out and do your own version.
I think that's a very good idea because it opens the channels. It's like learning how to do tarot. Now, I really had an interest in, and I had no belief in myself. And I studied books, but nothing sunk in. And my husband and I were invited to do a sweat lodge up in Northern California. And we went for a weekend. And we were housed with a wonderful man from Texas who was a psychic. And he asked me to do a reading for him. And I said, I don't do that. He said, sure you do. I said, no, I don't do that. He said, sure you do. You know, here are the cards. Tell me about myself. And it was amazing because if I can say, this man I absolutely adored. He was a gay man from Texas. I started trying to do this without a book or anything, and all of a sudden something opened up, and I looked at him and I said, you have a 12-year-old child, which is something you wouldn't expect a gay guy to have. And he said, yes, I do. Keep going. And I thank that man, Richard, so much for giving me the gateway to do it. He placed the deck in my hands and said, now do it. And I know when I coach people on doing readings, I'll give them a couple of books to look at, to peruse, because there's the Buddhist perspective and there's a different perspective on it. Those are good to explore. But I always say, erase what the cards say it means. You know, if it says disappointment or disaster, get the white out and just white it out, because it doesn't always mean that. And don't be guided by that. Open your own psychic.
And what you just did, that's relevant. I mean, you opened your heart.
Exactly.
It was like your hands went to your heart and you opened it. So reminding ourselves that the heart sits between the sky chakras and the earth chakras. So when you put your hand on your heart and then open it out, that is the first step to becoming aware of healing energies and psychic energies.
And going back to Reiki, Reiki is wonderful because it teaches you how to do healing from a distance. So if you're distant from someone who's going through something, Reiki will teach you how to do a healing from...
And it's very simple, the whole thing. I was doing it all before I took the Reiki, because it's actually, all you have to do is think of the person and then hold your hands or let the energy flow through you and surround them with the energy. Reiki gives you steps, which is very, very helpful. And in the beginning, we really need steps.
Yes, this is like, you know, glancing through a couple of tarot books to get the overall feeling of where it came from, why it was there, etc. But I totally agree with you on the Reiki, because I really get to feel with placing the person in front of me and scanning them with my hands where the problem is.
And then you can just allow the hand movements and different, what do you call those, six signs that they have. They're not called signs. But the other thing is, if you want to just, before you could get a Reiki class, and if you wait on Udemy, they have sales for $9.95, so you can get all your levels for $9.95, you know, unless you want to teach it. So then the idea is to put the corners of your lips up, feel the glow inside you, really begin. This is connecting to the universal energy. Rub your hands together, move them in and out until you can feel like a bubble of energy between them. And rub them again till you can feel the electrical energy. Move them in and out. You can do that until you can really feel that electrical energy. And then you can put your that energy, you don't need to touch the body, just off the body. Anywhere in your body, you can scan your body. It means just letting your hands run down your body to see where they need your body needs it. But in the simplest form, if you rub your hands together and just put it on above a part of your body or above an animal or direct it to a loving, you don't have to direct it, just hold it over a loving family member. And just with your heart open, that's a good way to just start. That's kind of what Reiki's about, but they just give you steps. And everybody can do it. Everybody has the same. Some people are more open because of certain things. But once we practice it, we end up all having the same ability to connect to universal energy. That's the wonderful gift. So we're all, as you said at the very beginning, we're all healers. And we all have the ability to, if we're not healing something inside ourselves or somebody's not healing, it's because their spiritual process is searching for light through that experience.
And one other thing I think is, if you are beginning this journey to explore this and open yourself to this, it would be really beneficial to not compare yourself to what other people do.
Huge.
Because everybody has their own way, which is glorious, because that means there are millions of ways.
Yes.
But if we compare us, oh, I'm not as good as this person. Well, this person might have a jewel in one aspect of them, and you have a jewel in another aspect that they don't have.
And what you said is very important, because if the more we do it, the more that we just release and come from our heart, the more that it all evens out.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we've got blocks in areas I can't, or I'm not good enough, or this is not true, or the more that we practice, the more those disappear, and the more we just connect to the universal energy, and we can use that energy just to help people align.
Yeah, and I also like to, if I'm working with a client, and I know another psychic or healer, or however they label themselves or call themselves, or if I know somebody who's really good in one aspect, I'll always say, I want you to see this person. See if you can make an arrangement to see or talk to this person, because I really think they can help you. And that way we can share what the differences of what we each can do.
I think that's lovely. And knowing that we can heal ourselves, knowing that the more that we open up to the universal energies, mm-hmm. the more that we realize that we are true healers of ourselves and that we are all healers, right?
We are.
This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.